There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. And I'm a bad hooker, I'm doing tights. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. And I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
And welcome to From the Hail Carry the Deuce, where we cover Marvel Avengers Alliance 2 on all mobile OSs. And actually, you can also play it on Windows 10. I am the Rock God of Podcasting, Charles McFall. Along with us is Captain Ibbett. I lost halfway through, man. I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. Brian Ibbett, the nicest guy in podcasting.
Google him. You'll find out.
That's right. Exactly. All right. So today on the show, not a lot of headlines, but one big headline. So let's go for quantity over quality. Yeah, patch 1.4.0, the preview. Just got released a little bit ago. And so we're going to basically go through that detail by detail and talk about what's coming in the next major, major version of the game. So really excited to talk about this and see what the... Well, that was weird.
I heard a little blip and you disappeared.
Did you hear that? Yeah, really bizarre. We're
going to
see what the details are on patch 1.4.0. Normally, I'd say, you know, what's available in the store at this point. But when we do this show, we actually do it about half an hour before the new weekly special. So yeah. Why don't we have before we get to email, we'll actually talk about what the new weekly special in the game is and talk about whether it's a good deal or not.
Well, talking about specials, there is a great deal that you can do to get specials to your mailbox every month.
What? You mean like physical, tangible, cool stuff in your mailbox?
Yes. And oh my God, they're getting crazier. They have a Zelda box. Loot Crate. Now Loot Crate doesn't just have the regular box anymore. They do have that. And not just special boxes like Firefly and Halo. They also, I just saw on Facebook, now have a gaming box as well that you can subscribe to, just like the regular Loot Crate box. But today, I want to tell you about Loot Crate DX. Bigger box, bigger loot. Every month, Loot Crate DX brings you a high-caliber collection of items from your favorite pop culture franchises and delivers them right to your door. For less than $50 a month, you'll get at least $100 worth of goodies, from collectibles to apparel to home goods and more. August is the perfect time to explore the murky world of the anti-hero. Get gritty with exclusive items from DC Comics, Borderlands, Marvel, including two stylish, wearable, and cool collectible items to light up your life. Now, I wonder, because they phrase it to light up your life, mm-hmm. I wonder if that's a hint to something that might be in the box.
It's Debbie Boone. Debbie Boone will be in the box.
Yeah. Loot Crate my life. All right, lootcrate.com/giant-size team up and enter code giant size team up to save $3 off any new subscription. So Loot Crate DX is Loot Crate bigger, man. And
deluxe.
I gotta tell you, when they say there's $100 worth of stuff in there, they are not kidding. And if don't love everything, you can eBay it and it helps pay for your next month's subscription.
I'm just totally saying. Yep.
So yeah, totally. Check that
super
out.
Cool.
Now, did you get the store up? Do you have the special ready?
No. I'm saying it's not coming up for another half an hour. That wasn't, we did not.
Oh, in half an hour, we'll do it.
We did not fill half an hour of time.
Well, let's try. Well, we've got, do you know,
we're going to do the preview. We'll do it before emails.
Gotcha. I got you. So now the last time we talked about a preview, we started talking about it and they launched it mid show. So let's see if we can bring some of that juju here.
Well, in that case, that's right. Yeah, that's right. We did. We debuted it right here. We talked about all that stuff. All right. So let's get to this patch 1.4.0 preview. They did this via the through the communications setup here. The big thing is this thing called shards. So
ooh,
it's
I've
a
heard
way.
Of those.
Yeah, it's a way of accessing characters, specific kinds of characters. You can get one-star heroes, two-star heroes, and three-star heroes, as well as PvP tournament heroes using shards, but you can't get event heroes, spec ops heroes, or chapter mastery heroes. So
that makes Electro, sense.
Yeah, I mean, Electro, Nebula, Mr. Hyde, you'll still get them by completing all the chapter tasks. Spec ops heroes, unfortunately, can't get them with shards. And event heroes, for example, I'm guessing Captain America 1901 is an example of an event hero, right? Anyway, yes, those characters you cannot get using shards. But your one, your two, your three-star, and your PvP tournament heroes, you can. And what you do is you earn enough shards to basically purchase that character. So instead of relying completely on the roulette, this actually helps you nail down a specific character that you don't have. I love this. One-star heroes are going to cost 150 shards. Two-stars are going to cost 225. And three-star heroes are going to cost you 300 shards. You earn these by buying shard cells. So instead of superior power cells, you get shard cells that will give you shards for random heroes. You'll get boss roulettes at the end of each mission, and those are going to be heroes specific to that mission. So you'll know that if you need Iron Man, for example, you'll go through a specific mission to potentially earn shards for that hero. And then there are daily shard bonuses. So daily missions, heroes specific to that mission. So don't know exactly how it's going to work, but you might get a daily mission because you're typing. I just saw you type something into Facebook chat.
Daily
missions that might be specific to that mission. So the profile screen also now shows a little bar, a little green bar that tells you how many of the shards you've earned for that character. And then you also have the amount missing. So if it's a character you don't have, it'll tell you you're going to need 300 shards for Iron Man. You're going to need 150 shards for Nova, for example.
Nice. I like it. I've never fully played a game with shards, but I know Klotz talked about forever with Marvel Heroes, I think it was, that they use shards and that's something that should come to our game and give us a chance to earn things. And I like the idea.
Yeah, definitely helps, give you a different way of acquiring these things. So we mentioned shard cells. You'll get two different varieties, MK1 and MK2 shard cells. They've replaced superior power cells as the primary way to get heroes from the game or from the store.
So you're saying it's a more controllable way to get the hero you want?
That's still random.
Because I don't have it in front of me. So.
They contain shards. So the MK1 shards, the MK1 cells contain shards in various quantities, while the MK2 cell may also contain a complete hero like you'd receive in a superior power cell today. So let me go into the store here.
So definitely, while you do that, definitely, honestly, unless I'm just missing something, I'm opening up the Twitch chat to make sure I'm not just missing something. But it sounds like with the shards, we can go and buy the heroes that we're missing.
Yes, but only with those specific shards. So you're not going
to
get...
So you have to get Iron Man shards to get Iron Man.
Right, exactly. Oh. And it'll give you shards for the characters you're missing. I don't know if it'll give you shards for characters you already have. It may not. But instead of getting, you open up one of the superior power cells and get the abilities for characters you already have, you might get, or in the MK1 shard cells, you're going to get shards, presumably, for characters you don't already have. And it may not be the character you're going for. Like, you might get some Thor ones, but if you don't have Thor, then obviously that's a benefit.
Yeah. So the question that immediately jumps in my mind then is, how do we get our extra purple coins that we really need for leveling up our characters?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm sorry. I'm kidding. Well, those primarily came from abilities. You wouldn't actually get... a hero that you already had in a superior power cell. You'd always get a hero you didn't have, and in lieu of that, you'd get abilities. And if they're abilities you already had, of course, then you'd get like 200 action points because it would be like a green or a blue.
Right.
There are new power cells for abilities called the class 1 ability cell, class 2 ability cell, and class 3 ability cell. You want to guess as to how those relate to the star ratings of the abilities?
1 star, 2 star, and 6 star?
It's almost like you're paying attention. Yeah, almost. Almost like you're paying attention. 6 star. That's right. So now instead of the experimental cell and empirical cell, so the experimental cell, hold on a second. I want to make sure those are the red ones. Yes. So experimental cell and the empirical cells were like the super good experimental super good red cells. So those are being replaced with these class 1, class 2, and class 3 ability cells.
Okay.
And you'll get your abilities out of those. And instead of getting action points, you'll get action points if you get duplicates in those, obviously. Lastly, PvP heroes from past seasons are kept out of the Mark 1 and Mark 2 shard cells, but instead can be found in the power cells award at the end of each PvP season, such as a Deathlock cell or in a champion shard cell, a new type of shard cell available during special events and sales specifically granting PvP hero shards. There's also a chance to get a few from the PvP daily bonus. So that's where you're going to get your PvP characters. The boss roulette, as I mentioned, so you go through a mission. For example, if you go through the mission that uses Luke Cage, then at the very end, there'll be three new spots in the roulette, one for 10 Luke Cage shards, one for 15, and one for 25. You'll also, the first time you go through that bonus, get a guaranteed 3 shards for that character.
Nice.
So whatever character you're going for, that's how you'll earn them. So for example, the Dr. Octopus mission 1 exclusively drops shards for Luke Cage, et cetera, et cetera.
So you kind of hunt your character down a little bit.
You kind of hunt him down, yeah. So the daily shard bonus, every chapter mission in the game has a specific daily shard bonus associated with it. So you can go pick a chapter mission every day or any of the chapter missions every day and do a daily shard bonus to get those shards. So let's see here. I'm trying to find out if you can go through multiple different chapter missions and get a daily shard bonus for that mission. Yes, you can. Okay, so you get 3 shards for completing it the first time every day. And it resets at the same time as the daily login bonus. So if you're collecting a bunch of heroes, figure out which missions give you the shards for those heroes and make sure you do those missions fully once a day.
Yeah.
Hero trials and shards. Starting version 1.4.0, players will no longer have hero trials that require AP to initiate. So the hero trials you get when you're looking at the character screen, it doesn't affect ability trials, but the heroes now require some number of their shards to initiate a hero trial at the end of their star rating. So moving a character from 1 star to 2 stars or 2 stars to 3 stars, whatever, instead of getting ones that use action points, you'll get them as shards. So you'll basically have to do... you'll have to get shards to upgrade them from 1 to 2 stars, 2 to 3 stars, et cetera.
You think that's a little better than the current system of doing the tasks?
It looks like you still have the task. You just won't have any tasks that cost action points.
Okay.
So instead of paying action points in one of those trials to upgrade them from 1 star to 2 star, for example, you'll pay shards to upgrade them.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So action points will be limited just to buying abilities.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the only other thing you use action points for, is either triggering those trials or buying abilities. And now that you don't have to worry about you saving them up for trials, you can say, all right, I want this ability for Winter Soldier. Boom, I'm going to buy them for Winter Soldier.
So somebody asked, right in the Kiwis asked, so big question is, should we use ability points ASAP to open trials or get abilities before it changes?
That's a good question. Because it does say that if you have already started trials, if you've got trials in progress that you paid action points for, they're going to be unimpacted since you've already paid for them. This will only apply to trials that have not been started by the time you upgrade to 1.4.0. So I think so. I think you want to, if you have a bunch of action points, it may be wise to start using them now for trials for characters that you're going to work on in the future. Even if you don't get to them and get working on them, you'll have already bought them. You'll have already unlocked them. So that does seem like it might be a good way to do it. Good, good call right in the Kiwis. And love that screen name. Still have a chance to earn heroes from some power cell types, like the new MK2, where you get a full, you know, a hero completely once, but the odds have been changed to accommodate shards being added to the power cells as well. So, there's even a new power cell. My God, they've just added like a crap ton of new power cells, basically.
Yeah.
There's one called an amazing power cell that guarantees you a complete hero.
I wonder which hero you might get out of that one.
All right. Let's see. Spec Ops heroes, event heroes, chapter heroes, and PvP heroes. You'll currently acquire chapter, event, and Spec Ops heroes the same way you do today. You can still acquire shards for them throughout the game, so you can start their trials, but you won't get enough trials. You won't be able to unlock them with shards, but you'll be able to unlock their trials with shards once you've unlocked the character. So, for example, like Winter Soldier, you could only get him through Spec Ops, right?
Right.
So you'll get shards for Winter Soldier, but you still have to recruit him by doing all the stuff in Spec Ops too. But you can get shards to upgrade him, and it tells you, oh yeah, you get your shards from Spec Ops Mission 2.1, 2.2, and 2.3, for example.
I like being told where to find the stuff. That is very helpful.
Yes, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
Same with everybody else. You know, Electro, for example, you get shards for Electro by doing Mission 1.6, but you still can only get him by completing all the tasks for Chapter 1. All right, so that's shards. Great. Good.
Yes.
Okay.
I get it. I'd like to see it in action. I'll understand it better, but I think I get it.
All right. PvP improvements. So they've recognized that there is PvP nonsense that goes on, especially that PvP fights focus too much on who goes first, and you get the one-hit knockouts.
Yes. Because
they get to go before you. And they don't want that. They don't feel like that's good. So they're introducing a change that should allow PvP fights between similarly powered opponents to take more time to transpire and pan out so that your entire ability kit seems useful. They'll take a little bit longer, the PvP fights, but it's a balance change that they want to make to do to keep it more interesting and fair.
That sounds good.
So PvP 8, the reward hero, you get a little glimpse of him, but here's a hint. He's got webbing under his arms. He's wearing black and red leather. But not a blue hoodie.
Correct.
I don't know. I mean, first I thought, I mean, Spider-Man Noir is all black, and so it's not black and red.
Well, they kind of threw you off with a certain pronoun.
With the webbing?
No.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so this is a... this is a lady.
This be a lady.
It Who was, is that then? Is it
I'm trying to zoom in the most, it's Spider Woman all new, all different. So it's the newest Spider Woman.
Oh, okay. I have not seen like it's Marvel Now Spider Woman or something.
I think so, yeah. I think it's the Marvel Now Spider Woman. Look at her, I call her Spider Teen, but you know, that's not nice or something. I don't know.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, of course.
The right. Yellow glasses. And
yes. The, yeah. Right. Or the red. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Now there's this other graphic because this apparently these are official pictures from it was sent to us via chat on Facebook. PvP 8 reward hero, and it shows the very close up of the webbing in the game, but it is the all new, all different Spider-Woman. There's some artwork. But then there's this different who's who and all new, all different Marvel. Oh, I was thinking that's part of the game. Like they did updates to the game, but it shows the different characters from the new all new Marvel, which by the way is not Marvel Now anymore.
Right. No.
It's because DC had Rebirth. Marvel's the all new all. You all the time. I don't know what it is.
No, all new, all different. There it is. Yeah, which is funny because that's how they used to do like new X-Men teams. Oh, the all new, all different X-Men.
Yeah.
And now they're using it for everything.
We have to go. So, but I'm excited that she's in the game. But as far as Marvel as a whole, like just 90s, man. Go back. Just do that now. It's 2017. Let's do the all 90s, Marvel, and bring back those storylines and those artists. And
right.
Let's do that.
Right. So, yeah. So Spider-Woman 3 is what they refer to her as over here. Okay. All right. Spider-Woman 3 is the next one.
So cool. I think it's the pronoun was interesting. Maybe they did that on purpose to throw people off because it said under his arms, like, no. Not quite.
Oh, no, that was me.
Oh, that's you.
That was me just looking at the art. And all you see is a close-up of the armpit of this character. You don't see any sort of indication that it's
you get a little bit of the belt, and you get the certain spider on the side, the legs, and that leads us to the all-new Spider-Woman.
All-new, all-different Spider-Woman. Okay, cool. All right, so the store is going to get a bunch of new options. You'll be able to buy MK1 shard cells, MK2 shard cells, MK3 shard cells for gold. Daily, you can get for 2 gold, you can get an MK1 shard cell. So, but it won't tell you which character you're getting it for. So, It's a lot like that Star Wars multi-character fighting game.
Yeah, where you collected their cells, and once they get long, big enough, or as many, your shards, whatever. Yes, I see what you're saying.
Exactly.
I liked it. That was cool. Because that's how I picked my certain battles. This is before, when we're buying time before MA2 came out. But I would definitely go and pick the battles based on who do I want, what shards do I want to farm today. And I like that. I definitely like that tactic. Yeah,
for sure. Okay, let's see here. Daily discounts, packs of commonly needed resources such as ISO 8 crystals or ability cells offered at a discount once per day. Come back each day to take advantage of it. So in addition to having the weekly specials, they're going to have a daily one as well. 5 minutes left on the current weekly special, by the way. They're also introducing the concept of one-time perks, bundles that show up based on a player's progression and are offered at a steep discount. They can only be purchased once ever. Don't worry. We thought of our long-term players who have passed these progression points, and each perk will be offered to you retroactively as well after the first nightly reset following your upgrade to 1.4.0. Bug fixes, optimizations, and stability. With each release, they're working on top reported bugs, optimizations, and stability for all devices. Blah, blah, blah. What's next? So, not in 1.4.0, but moving forward, PvP matchmaking remains one area where we know we can really improve. We have a handful of PvP improvements coming in the near future that should make matches feel more fair. And with the combat speed improvement we made with 1.4.0, we believe they'll also feel more fun. Spec Ops 3 isn't quite ready for prime time yet, so it'll be out with our next major release, 1.5.0, and we'll tease more contents of the Spec Ops in our 1.4 news page. We're developing a faster way to build Spec Ops so there is not as long a wait between events in the future. We have also heard your feedback that you want to see more comic-based heroes and villains, so we're working on that as well. Stay tuned. And
Cobra Commander kind of broke in there for a second.
That's right. No, that's their writing right there, because they've got a picture of King Cobra, Marvel character King Cobra, as either potential hero or potential villain.
I got you.
So that's the point of stay tuned.
Yeah. So what I want to know is, have they decided to implement our suggestion of being able, with the ISOs, being able to click on types to see how many of that specific type we have and what color it is the abilities it does. So if I need the heals a percentage of health every round, ISO, you know, can I want to be able to click on that symbol and see this is how many you have. And it would be nice to have a little icon of who has it as well.
Totally. I totally agree. I think the whole method right now of doing ISOs is so in need of an upgrade, because, you know, as I'm coming up with who or what ISOs I want to put in a character, I really want to be able to not just see what colors I have, but also be able to say, okay, which ones do I have that can do shielding? All right. So if I know that I only have the shield ISO in red and silver, then I need to lock those down in that place. But if I say, oh, hold on a second, I've got a shield that I'm using currently in Hulk, I can take that one out and put in this new character. So yeah, 100% agree with wanting to be able to see not just the ones that are unsocketed in my inventory, but right, ones I've socketed as well, and have the ability to say, yep, pull that one out of that character. I want to use that here. And, because right now the only way you can really do it is with a really complicated spreadsheet. You know, you basically have to keep track of everything you have and what's currently ISO'd on your characters. And anytime you make a change, that spreadsheet is out of date until you fix it.
Yeah.
So
what I did recently, after the last show, I went in and retooled my WASP, which is so, man, it's so hard just to put purples in the spots. It just doesn't compute in my brain. I hate it, but I was like, you know what? And everybody else is saying do it. I'm going to do it. And it did. It made my WASP 1,000 times better. Mm-hmm. But I did have to go in and go, okay, what powers do I want to go along with that? And let me see if I can find, because we talked about having her regen health, which I had. So I was looking for the shield, the one that generates shield at 50%. So I had to go literally touch the first face. Nope, you don't have it. Go back to heroes. Touch the next face. Okay, mm-hmm. you have one, mm-hmm. and it's this one, so I'm going to make a note of what that is. I'm going to come back to you. And had to swap out a few, but that's how to do it, just go character by character.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't just blindly add crystals to my low-level characters, the ones I don't play with all the time. If you're not level 30 and I didn't get you in the first 2 weeks of the game, you don't have any crystals on you, because that's just another character I have to go hunt. Did I put that on you just not thinking about it? And that's a difficult place to be. Now, I want to say thank you, Plato. Thank you for putting out this preview. Thank you for bringing forth these changes that sound like you're giving us more control. Yeah, I felt like, oh, wait, we just kind of jumped into bitching. Let me go back for a second. Thank you for all of that. Now, the next step would be definitely to help us with team management, which would be this inventory management stuff. Hopefully you're working on it, but we definitely, every improvement they've made has been a true improvement, and it shows they're listening to the feedback of the community and not just us, of course.
Totally have. Yeah.
Mostly
so,
us, but you know,
community. You know, and it's just great that we're getting this stuff from Justin, who was he was head of the game when, we were starting out with MA1. So, yeah. Hopefully he has some influence over the powers that be to start doing this on the MA1 side. So, yeah, I'd really like to see that for sure. Yeah. All right. It is now 4:00. I'm resetting the game or relaunching the game so I can see the new weekly special. And Crystable already is telling us this. It's an expensive one. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't think I'll be taking advantage of this one. Okay. For $100, woo! You can get 70 of the empirical cells. Now keep in mind, this one gives you the 2-star abilities, and then turns the
That's
other 2-star abilities.
That's a lot of abilities. Lot of AP. AP.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it. I get there's people who will do it, especially if you just picked up the game today.
Yeah.
But wow, that's 70 though. I mean, $100 is like, ouch. But then you threw out the 70 and we're like, oh, well, that's not as bad.
I know I probably didn't Crystable, but when I went to store and then went back into it, it still showed the expired one. So I figured, all right, I'll just reset. And then that way, I get a clean refresh of the game anyway. But, I can't see spending $100. Sorry. You know, if they offered 10 for $8 or something, I possibly would do it, but I can't justify. I certainly can't justify a $100 purchase for empirical, even if there are 70 of them. And now that I have every character in the game,
you
I need those.
Use them.
I could kind of use all those, you know, two-star abilities for him, but no, sorry, no, not not got that.
It's, but I bet you there are people who are, you know.
Probably, yeah.
Without a doubt. I forgot to be checking the back channels because Kurt's the bull and other people have our back channel to feed us information as needed. I just checked it. There's nothing there. My back channel is clear.
Okay. All right, good to know.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead. Good.
Let's get to emails, shall we?
We shall indeed.
I guess let's get to email.
Yeah, I know. We had an MAA1 and the classic FDH class. We had tons of emails. And Deuce, it's more of a conversation. And just so you know, I forgot to mention this on the last episode, but we want your emails. We want your communication. Hit us up at, I just lost what our email was. It's fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And we'd love, that's how agent, commanding agent CK7, as he calls himself, wrote in. So fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com or go to thehelicarrier.com and there's a SpeakPipe tab. Click it. Any device that has a microphone will work. Your iPhone will work. Your tablet will work. Your computer will work. Leave us a voicemail. We love to play those as well.
Right. And it's cool because it's like you don't have to worry about recording something and then forwarding it to us. No, you just go to the site, click that button, and then boom, you start recording. And really, really cool. All right. So Commanding Agent CK7MCF says, or I'm sorry, CK7, you were going to read this one, were you?
I was planning on this. You get to read all the passwords.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm tired of talking.
Sure you are, just like I am. Hello, all Commanding Agent CK7 here. I just leveled up a lot of heroes to level 20. I read that as I-20 for a second. Like, why are you on the road, man? Falcon, Spider-Woman, Star-Lord, Moon Knight, Gamora, Iron Fist, Captain America, 1901. And wow, the requirements for 3-starring them is staggering compared to 2-starring. Look at the 4-star, buddy. Wait till you see that one.
God, yeah.
Because I have done Star-Lord, Iron Fist out of that list. I've done those two. And I'll tell you my trick into it in a second. What's next? Well, I'm sure we'll be getting another PvP hero in super early August. But did we get any other information? Well, we just did. This actually came in before they released a patch note. So there you go. Do you like what we're not getting, that we're not getting rapid fire spec ops, or does the lack of one make the game seem empty? Because I'm a player of MAA 1 and 2, I really appreciated being able to kind of ignore that game a little bit.
Go and do your daily and then PvPs. That's like,
yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
And literally the moment that PvP ended in MAA 1, I shut that game down, took like an hour of no electronics whatsoever, then pulled up my tablet and started playing PvP on MAA 2.
Nice.
So, actually, does the game seem empty in your opinion? Would a daily style mission like an MAA1 that could give sim tokens, level 3 moves, what have you, help if it does? I think there's enough. I mean, with regular chapter missions, personally, currently, regular chapter missions, not spec ops, the
event,
the deploys, whatever they're called, scouting missions.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Scouting
right.
missions mm-hmm. there with the event ending, you know, or in dead, I guess. I haven't opened the game today. I'm assuming Captain 1901 ended already. But with all that stuff and the dailies, the fact that they have a daily that you can get the gold from and get some other stuff, I think there's plenty personally there because I've just got other things to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm that guy that wants to do everything in the game. So
there's a lot of content. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Wasn't Sif Jane Foster Thor in the Warriors 3 announced a while ago? What happened to that? Sif and Jane Foster Thor was announced with that artwork from that was last year's SDCC, wasn't it?
No.
When last year was more in the fall?
Yeah, I think it was even more recent than that. I want to say beginning of the year because we didn't have this game
E3
in the fall.
Maybe in the spring.
No. Oh, maybe. Yeah, I think it was close to E3.
Okay. So, but yeah, they
feels like E3 was just no. E3 was just like June, wasn't it? It was like March or April or something. I think.
All right. So it was. God, it was. Yeah, it's chapter
yeah, you
5.
Got me.
It was artwork with chapter 5. Yes. You see Sif. You see Lady Thor. So chapter 5 hasn't launched yet.
Right.
We just got chapter 4. So that's probably what that is. And I don't know about the Warriors 3. I don't remember them being announced directly. About the chapter villains being heroes in their reality, would you like to go to their universe. Maybe the Guardians of the Galaxy and Nebula's reality would have Thanos or something protecting us versus Star-Lord's team of assailants of the galaxy. Perhaps a recruitable Electro had to face the Dark Avengers Alliance or a Sinister Six comprised of Daredevil, Moon Knight, Spidey, Luke Cage, She-Hulk, and Iron Fist. I like the way you think.
Wow.
Maybe good MODOK's advanced ideas and mediation would be allies with the heroes for Hydra.
That's really funny. Advanced ideas and mediation.
Yeah. That I love that. This would be an interesting event for sure, a spec op or an event where we cross over into those villains' universe.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Maybe going to visit these other worlds could be something like a mini spec ops. I didn't even read ahead, so great minds. One or two mission spec ops that opens up when you unlock the character. You can use this to unlock their 3-star moves. That'd be kind of like the simulator, right? With newer characters now, the simulator has where you go and use them specifically in it. I like that idea. You can use this to unlock their 3-star moves or maybe even a bonus character from that world. Example, Nebula's world would unlock Thanos as a playable hero. See, now you're asking for a lot. Thanos as a playable would be just, the game's over. Thank you. I'm done. We've played it. I got him. I don't need anything else. Electro's world would unlock Ock or Goblin or something as a playable hero. MODOK could unlock the Grim Reaper or something and so on. Thoughts? What do you think, Ibbit?
Of course, yeah. I mean, you know, I love playing MODOK, so getting other villains that are kind of related to those characters, I think would be great. So Goblin, yeah. Green Goblin would be fun. Grim Reaper, yeah.
I want a Carnage who's like English civilized, and he has his tea and his little monocle. That's the Carnage I want from the universe. Right.
There you go. Right.
Of course, if we're going to alternate universes, why not have one be the first game's universe? A crossover between the two, with the reward hero being our agent with the cube, does different things. Coulson's Revenge, Needle Gun, Neurotrope, and the weather control device, maybe like the signpost or something.
That'd be hilarious. Kind of
fun. That we fight not our literal own agents, but yeah. That would be a real
agent. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a really cool idea if when the game reaches its second year anniversary, though I do believe that MAA Nick Fury crosses over to this universe, we'll see something coming from that soon. So maybe the reward hero could be Nick Fury himself. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So with these leveling these heroes, what I did was I picked four because those were my four biggest level 30s. At the time, it was Angela, Star-Lord, Iron Fist, and Wasp. And I wanted to get them to 3 stars. So I had already been working on them individually. The reason I picked four at once was it gave me the ability to go, okay, I'm working through this mission. Whose task will I hit in this mission?
Sure.
And that gave me a little bit of flexibility. And I just took a little, actually about this size notepaper out of a tiny little notebook and wrote down Star-Lord and then wrote down what he needed.
Right. Defeat epic Baron von Strucker Strucker or defeat 30 Hydra agents or whatever.
Right. So anytime I would go through a mission and then get to Baron von Strucker, like, okay, who needs Strucker? Oh, Star-Lord does. Maybe Wasp does. Maybe, you know, whoever. And working it that way really seemed to work well.
That's smart. Overall. That's a really smart way of doing it.
So it kind of takes that overwhelmingness of it, going, man, they're expensive. There's a lot of things they have to do. Yeah, but once I get them all, and I did focus on getting just those four people unlocked for all their level threes. So I'm working on all tasks simultaneously. You'll find yourself doing it a lot faster that way, personally. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I need to figure out who I need to level next. So I've got just got Mr. Hyde, just completed all the Chapter 4 tasks. And some of those later ones, it's like, all right, I have to go back. And when you're using really, really powerful 4-star characters, you've got to watch it that you don't obliterate the character before you can get the statuses on the character that you need, right? Sure. So if you need to apply stumbling to so-and-so, you don't want to use your one-hit knockout character to do it.
Right.
So you've got to use your lesser characters. You've got to use your characters, and there's projectile things you've got to do. Projectile attacks and whatever. But the next step is figuring out who else I want a 4-star. Currently, my 4-star roster is Angela, Electro, Iron Fist, and Wasp. And I'm thinking Black Widow is going to be my next, like the Marvel Now Black Widow is going to be my next one because I don't have an Infiltrator in that bunch. I also don't have a Bruiser in that bunch, and I'm guessing maybe
Luke Cage is making, I don't know if, I can't remember if he's a Bruiser, but
he is.
In,
yeah,
my, in PvP, one. He's been making a bigger appearance, and he's tough.
He is tough, you know, and he's a one star, so just basically be getting him all the way up to his four star starting at one. But that's a good one, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do Luke Cage. Cool.
There you go.
All right.
All right. I think we're at the end. You got anything else, Ibbets?
PvP. How are you doing PvP on this side? We got 5 days left. So really, by the time we do our next episode of The Deuce, PvP is going to be over.
Yes.
And where do you stand with
PvP? And we'll be into the next PvP.
Right.
Spider-Girl. I think I'm going to do fine right now. I miss my check-ins. I'm literally six from the 24th back. You know, counting back, there's so many days left. I'm 6 days out from ending. So it's okay. I knew I was going to miss it. I had Chicago go on. I had a bunch of other things go on.
Oh.
So I didn't check
your
in.
Your calendar thing.
Yeah, the calendar. Yeah.
Yes. I'm talking more about PvP.
Sorry, I don't know where I get the calendar. Who knows? But I got back in last night and started playing my PvP. And every day, basically, I play as much as I have the energy for without spending gold. Mm-hmm. For right now, to focus. And I'm literally ranking up every day. Cool. You know, playing some good, lost a battle, playing, you know, kept going. And I'm level 13 right now. And stories can change. But between now and the end, I pretty much, I feel like I'm going to hit S. fairly easily.
Good.
You just put an effort in.
Nice. Keep up the good work.
Well, I will. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm at 5 right now, so I'm hoping to get to S. This PvP season feels a little bit easier than last season. Last season, 5 was as high as I was going to be able to go, but we'll see if I can get any higher than 5 this season.
Yeah, and part of it was the losses and everything else.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah. All right. I guess that's going to do it. Cue the music.
Well, I will cue the setup while you get your voice changer thing. Follow us, facebook.com/FromTheHeliCarrier. You can go over to thehelicarrier.com and get Classic and Deuce and leave us a voicemail. We're on iTunes. You subscribe. It's one subscription gets you both shows. If you don't want both shows, just skip downloading the one and get the one you want. It's all good. Follow us on Twitter. FT Helicarrier is our handle on Twitter, and email us at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com.
And with pushed the wrong button. And with that, another deuce is in the can.